When a problem grows to be bigger than we can handle ourselves, do we forget our humanity? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The refugee crisis continues to shock us in all of its complexities and rapid growth, but we can't forget the faces behind the tragedy. Let's talk about that today, and we'll also return to our story about addiction and freedom. But first, few could have imagined the extent to which refugees in Syria and neighboring countries would be driven from their homes this year. To many, the situation is beyond repair. But Dale Dielman with Tent Schools International says the solution begins with a change of heart.
We have to have within ourselves an examination of our own hearts. These are human beings. These are people who are reflections in the image of God. These are people who deserve dignity. They deserve the human rights that the United Nations, through various international laws, have placed on everyone, including a special place for refugees in terms of specific human rights, and including education for all children.
By providing quality Christian education, Tent Schools is giving hope to refugees and helping them realize their value in Christ.
We have a video that goes inside the classroom, and there are parents, mothers, there are children, and there are teachers who talk on this video. And they keep telling these children, you are somebody. You are not just a refugee. You are someone with a name. You are someone who's in the hand of God.
Do you want to be part of the solution? Dielman asks that you pray for an end to the violence and for strength for teachers of the refugees. Find other ways to partner with Tent Schools through links at missionnews.org. And then yesterday, we introduced you to Jonathan, a recent counselee at Set Free Ministries. He left off telling us how his curiosity and search for comfort was causing him to spiral out of control. But his quest went deeper.
When I started getting really heavy into the drugs, I ended up getting involved in the electronic music scene on the East Coast, DJing for different music festivals and rave parties. And I got exposed to, there's really no other word for it other than witchcraft.
He explains that while the music was harmless in itself, the way it was used was dangerous, and soon Jonathan hit rock bottom. When he started committing crimes, he knew he needed to change. So he moved to the Midwest to try and escape his addictions, but they followed him. And after a few more bumps in the road, he was serving time. That's when Set Free Ministries stepped in. You can read the full story at missionnews.org.
I ran around looking for love in all the wrong places my entire life. And until I really sought out God and his son, I've never been more happy in my life.
And tomorrow, Jonathan has some words to share for anybody else who's hurting and looking to fill their own void. Stay tuned. And finally, the Dasanak people live throughout three countries in East Africa, specifically Kenya, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. According to the Joshua Project, all three national groups are considered unreached, with a percentage of the evangelical population ranging from about 0.5% to just 2%. They do have a New Testament in their language, but no Jesus film for those who can't read. But Tiffany Berry with the Jesus Film Project says that this next year, that's going to change, and it'll be an exciting milestone for the ministry as well.
In 2017, the big thing that we are praying for is the recording of the 1,500th Jesus Film language. So this is a big moment in the history of Jesus Film Project.
Still have a long road ahead of them to finish recording the Jesus Film in Dasanak. If you want to support this ministry, there's a link in the full story at our website. But even if you can't give, Barry says your prayers would mean a lot to them as they work to share the gospel in every corner of the world. So would you commit to praying in 2017?
Be praying for the crew that's going to be recording this 1,500th language, that its production goes smoothly, and that people will hear about Jesus for the very first time in their heart language.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how does sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Well, Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a gift catalog to help their ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.